Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the
face. Hi listeners, welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we are kicking off year number 12 and our 10th year of covering music, which I'm just beyond mind blown about. Anyway, we welcome back our good friend, Crystal King. We'll catch up with her about what she's been doing since the last time she was on, her brand new single, which is an absolute killer, anything else that she's working on that she can talk about, including a very, very exciting new job opportunity. So with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome back our good friend Crystal King to the show. Hey, Crystal, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. And as I said in the intro, this is this year kicks off our 10th year covering music. And I can even believe that. I cannot even believe that.
Well, thanks for all you do. We appreciate it. All us independent artists, we certainly appreciate you.
Well, I say this all the time, but I'm gonna keep doing this till y'all tell me to shut up. So,
never.
So anyway, I know we talked a little bit off air, but what have you been up to?
Oh gosh, yeah, we hit off the new year with a bang, and I announced my new single, and we're making a music video for it, and I just had an appearance on Today in Nashville. So we, you know, I kind of slowed down a little bit towards the end of the year, celebrated holidays with family, and you know, mm-hmm. we're back at it this week.
And I was looking at your tour schedule for the next, like, a month or month and a half. It is absolutely packed. I'm not even kidding, folks.
Well, believe it or not, this is actually kind of a slower month, you know, doing more appearances like this, like interviews and mm-hmm. podcasts and things like that to prep
right.
for the single release. So still definitely busy, but at least I can do a lot of that from home office instead of on the road. But definitely
right.
getting the road fever to get back out and traveling and playing again.
Oh, I bet. when everything shut down in November or December or whatever, and y'all go back home for the holidays, I bet you're just chomping at the bit to get back out there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, and it's definitely, like, it's so hard to slow down during the holidays because
mm-hmm.
your brain has got that business, that's kind of your business time. It's, like, November through January, February, when you're, like, heavy booking shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I find myself just having a hard time, like, just relaxing and not working. And I try
mm-hmm.
to force myself to do that, but I still catch myself checking emails and sending emails and – you know, just trying to get in as much as I can.
I'm the exact same way. We ended the show last year a little earlier than normal, around Halloween-ish, and all throughout, most November, I was still on my phone, reaching out to potential guests, you know. I didn't actually slow
mm-hmm.
down, quote-unquote, until probably the week before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, you stay busy. It's just a different kind of busy. But
right.
I still feel definitely rejuvenated and relaxed and had some time and definitely tried to keep away from my phone for a little bit. But I think it was a saying somewhere that, you know, you always hear the, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life, but
mm-hmm.
then there's also the other side of that is if you love what you do, you probably work harder than anybody else because you're passionate
right.
about it. And so you want to, like, you're kind of a workaholic about it, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of work, you, my friend, have a new job opportunity.
Yeah. This one kind of came out of left field, but I'm super excited about it.
So
I started. Oh, go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, talk to me about how the Radio Margaritaville job actually came about.
Yeah. So if y'all listening haven't heard, I'm on Radio Margaritaville on the weekends, 10 to 3 Eastern time on Sirius XM. And so I tour a lot with another artist called named Kirsty Krause, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with her. But we started touring together about 2 years ago in Florida. It was just nice to have, you know, we're not a duo. We just would go on the road together because it was nice to have a travel partner and somebody to help carry some of the weight and be with on the road. So we started booking shows in Florida, and through that, she kind of found the Parrothead community, which is like all the diehard Jimmy Buffett fans. It's
mm-hmm.
like his fan
mm-hmm.
club. So we started playing shows with them. And, you know, while I didn't really write beachy music or trap rock music, we just found that there was just such a market there that they were the friendliest people and they were going to support your music. So we kind of dove in and started performing there. And I ran into a few of the DJs at some of the Parrothead events, like Meeting of the Minds, which is like an annual gathering they have. And I kind of just threw it out there, not thinking about it. I was like, hey, I have some radio experience. If y'all ever need anybody, let me know. And lo and behold, they did. And it kind of fell into place. And it's funny, I did have radio experience in college and a little bit after, but just never found quite the right opportunity to continue that. You know, and I'd always told myself I would love to do like my own show, even just like 1 hour a week somewhere. But just the right chance didn't pop up and I just hadn't pursued it. And this one kind of fell in my lap and was a bigger opportunity than I could have dreamed about. So it's funny how things happen when they're supposed to.
Right. And I love what you said about having a little radio experience, because when I started this show back 12 years ago, I had absolutely zero radio experience. I mean, I barely even spoke on the radio, if that makes any sense. like I'd call in to a station to hear a song, and that'd be about it. That was the extent
mm-hmm.
of my radio experience. and after about 12 years of doing this, there's literally nothing I'd rather be doing, you know?
Oh, I love it. Well, I mean, we get paid to, like, talk for a living, right? So
exactly.
It's not a bad job.
Exactly. And I kind of wanted to switch gears here a little bit and talk about your brand new single, which is an absolute killer.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited about this one.
So, let's see. It's called Red Wine and Wild
No,
Lies.
No, this one's
so,
House Fire. This one's House Fire, actually. The last one was Red Wine and White Lies in August.
That's right. I don't have House Fire yet. I don't have that one yet. So
no.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah. So that Red Wine was amazing. It was. I released it in August, end of August, and it was like super upbeat and
mm-hmm.
just kind of a fun, sassy cheating song.
Right.
And then this one, House Fire, is coming out January 26th. So it's
okay.
coming January or at the end of this month. And it's a darker. It's actually sadder than – it's like the only sad song I've ever released. But it's kind of it's kind of about just like a woman having kind of this pent-up frustration. And she's just like, I just kind of want to burn it all down and start over.
Right.
So it's kind of dark, but it still has my same kind of like sassy empowerment thing going on for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, while we're on the subject of Red Wine and White Lies, talk a little bit about that one and how that one came to be.
Yeah, so that one I wrote with Taylor Hughes, another
Taylor
Nashville
too.
Artist. He's a Lexington, Kentucky gal of bourbon. And we just really hit off writing, and we write together a lot. We live like 10 minutes apart, so we write any chance we get. But this one was actually, I think, like the second song we'd ever written together. And I just had that I think I read something that said, like, red wine, black coffee, or something like that. And I just liked that opposition of the colors. And so White Lies popped into my head, and instantly I knew I wanted it to be a cheating song. So I pulled in Taylor, and we sat down and wrote it, and, you know, she understands my sass and has a very similar style to that. So it just came together, and I knew I wanted that one to be on the album because all these releases are going to be going towards a 7-song album that I'll release hopefully later this year. We'll see where the timeline goes. But yeah, so Red Wine was the first release off of that project.
Now, I know Taylor Hughes well. The next time you see Taylor, ask her about us talking college football on the podcast. Every time she's on the podcast, we have to talk a little college football. I don't care what else she says. We have to talk college football every time she's on the podcast because as you know, she's a massive Kentucky fan, I'm a diehard orange and white Tennessee fan. Absolutely love Tennessee. So
y'all have your little rivalry there.
We do. And so, yeah, it never fails. Every time she's on the podcast, we have to talk college football. It never fails.
That's awesome. Well, I honestly will probably never talk football with you. I'm not. I was in the band, but I...
Me too.
I just never could get into it. I don't know why. Like other sports.
Yeah.
So football's not my cup of tea.
I was in the high school marching band myself.
Oh, awesome. What did you play?
I was in the pit.
Awesome. My husband is a percussionist, and so he, in college, he did, like, the pit and marimba and all of that.
Nice. And even several years later, I'm still finding myself, whenever I'm listening to the radio, I'm still air drumming everything because once you're a drummer, it never leaves your body. It's
yep,
in your blood.
You're always
a drummer.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my husband's always patting or drumming or making noises.
Absolutely, it's something weird with us. I know it's drummers are weird. I'm not going to lie to you.
We'll forgive you.
Let me ask you this. I know you said you were working on an album, and you said it'd be out later this year. What else is coming up for you besides the album project?
Oh, gosh, so trying to just book more and more tours. I've booked several appearances. We're going to be in Florida in end of February with Kirsty, and then I have a North Carolina show in my hometown coming up, as well as some Parrothead events planned for the Panama City Rendezvous and Biloxi, Mississippi Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to do that, but now the big thing is getting out House Fire, so the second single from the album. So we're trying to get that in the world, and we just recorded a music video like 3 days ago. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm super excited, but we had like 49 candles lit. We had all the decorations. We had, it's going to be cool. I'm so excited about it.
Nice. Now, I've got your tour schedule pulled up here. And as I said earlier, this thing is absolutely packed. I mean, with your a job at Radio Margaritaville, with a few shows and a few podcasts. Look, I like this one. This thing is absolutely packed.
Try to stay busy.
Yep. Okay. So, I don't think I asked you about your holidays.
No, I don't think we talked about that. No, I went home to North Carolina for the holidays, or for Christmas at least.
Nice. Okay. Let's see. I hosted a family dinner for Thanksgiving. There was
that's awesome.
There were probably 8 or 10 of us at my place. And then we went to my cousin's house for Christmas. So,
oh, that's amazing.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. We started talking at the same time. No, I was just saying we went back to North Carolina. My husband's from there, too. And so we did Thanksgiving it's always, like, slammed packed with events, because we have to do, like, his family, my family, and then we have to do, like, my mom's family and my dad's family. We still do all the extended family stuff.
Yeah.
So we wind up, like, so full. Like, after Thanksgiving, I needed to, like, diet, because I'd eaten, like, 5 Thanksgiving meals.
Well, you know, I always say that the month between Thanksgiving and Christmas is one massive food coma. And you cannot prove me wrong with that.
No.
You cannot prove me wrong. because
even after Thanksgiving, it's just all the snack food, the holiday food, yeah.
And it's leftovers, too. So.
Yep, leftovers.
It's leftover Thanksgiving as well. So, so that month in there is just, well technically, if I'm being honest, Thanksgiving to a New Year's is basically one massive food coma, because you've got all the Christmas leftovers.
Exactly. I have so much chocolate in my cabinet right now.
Oh gosh, chocolate and cheesecake are my weaknesses.
Oh yeah, yes. Chocolate's definitely a weakness for me.
Cheesecake should be its own food group.
I like cheesecake, but I wouldn't say that's not one of those foods that keeps me up at night. But my husband it does.
Cheesecake should be its own food group, as should chocolate.
yes, and what else? I like, I mean, just chocolate, anything, like pastries,
yes.
Cookies, cake, all of
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm also a sucker for
You're
a good donut.
You're speaking my language right now.
Now I'm going to beat myself hungry. It's about supper time, so.
Yep.
Work up that appetite.
Yep. So, I know you mentioned touring with I'm Kirsty the last couple of years. I've known Kirsty for probably, I think she moved to Nashville. She was in Nashville about a year before I met her. I met her at a event there at the Commodore one night, and Kirsty is just the absolute sweetest person I've ever met.
That's really funny, because that's where I met her as well, was the Commodore. Somebody put us in a round together, and that's kind of how we first met.
Nice. That's cool. But yeah,
Debbie Champion definitely brings people together there.
I can just imagine the shenanigans y'all get up to, because seeing y'all on Instagram together is it's hilarious at times.
We're definitely ridiculous, and we somehow seem to bring out the ridiculous in each other. I'm ridiculous in general, but I feel like it takes certain friends or certain people that truly make you like show your true colors.
Right.
People that just you feel comfortable enough with that you just they get the full on ridiculousness of you. And
exactly.
They get you unfiltered. And she's definitely one of those people, and we've spent enough time with each other that we're kind of like sisters, where it's sort of like a love-hate relationship. Like, we love each other, but we also bicker a lot.
Right.
But we have a great time.
Yeah. You know, one thing with me is if whether on social media or text, if I send you memes, you've pretty much accepted my weirdness fully.
that's how you know.
If you're one of the lucky few to get a meme from me, you're in.
You're in. I love that. I'm gonna have to start finding memes to send you now. Now that I know you love a good meme.
I do. My phone is probably 3/4 of the pictures in my phone are memes. I'm not even kidding.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
But no, seriously, I joke about that a lot, but if you haven't figured out by now, I am an incredibly loyal person.
Mm-hmm.
If I care about you and what you're doing, there's literally nothing I wouldn't do for you.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We appreciate that a lot. We musicians need fans and supporters like that to be in our corner, because it's a tough career. We love it, but it comes with some baggage for sure.
Absolutely, and I've covered this industry enough to know, and I've seen through various friends of mine and various people how just incredibly tough this business is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I absolutely love what I do, but it is a hustle, and you have to have thick skin and be very persistent and persevere in things. So,
Totally.
But definitely worth it. But we appreciate you and your show and people like you that are loyal and come out and make us feel like we are, you know, making a difference and that we are being heard. So,
absolutely. And just a quick little side note, I may be in Nashville pretty soon.
You might be what?
I might be in Nashville pretty soon.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes. Do I get an idea of when?
Maybe probably around April or May, hopefully.
Awesome. That would be great. Well, let me know when you're in town. I would love to actually meet you in person for the first time.
I might be going
to... Talk to you on the show a lot, but...
I might be going to a Predators game. And my aunt actually lives about 20 minutes outside of Nashville. So I'll be staying with her for probably a weekend. So.
Okay, cool. I would say you should host like a weekday with Murph takeover somewhere.
On location thing.
Yeah.
On location.
I love that. Yep.
I might actually do that.
That would be awesome.
So,
see all the, get all the people in one place.
Absolutely. And this coming October, if things work out for me, I'll be doing red carpet interviews for the Josie Awards.
That would be incredible. Yes, I'm going to actually have to submit a song. I've never applied to the Josie Music Awards just because I haven't, in the past few years, like since I knew about it, I hadn't really released anything until end of last year.
Right.
So I'm finally eligible and have been actually putting out music. So I'm gonna apply and hopefully attend for the first time. So it might be seeing you, maybe.
Hopefully. Submissions.
You got any play, be like, vote for Crystal.
Submissions start actually next Monday. So that's when you can start.
Perfect.
Good to know.
The meeting is next Monday. So
awesome.
Well, I think that's pretty much all I've got for you. So
yeah.
Unless there's anything else that you want to talk about or discuss.
I was just going to say thank you for having me. And if you're listening, pre-save House Buyer. You can find the link on or my Instagram, Crystal King Music, and it's Crystal with a K. And it'll come out the 26th of this month. So if you like dark country, that's for you.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for doing this, Crystal. This has been so much fun getting to catch up with you. I can't
yes,
even remember.
This is great. Thanks so much.
I can't even remember the last time we did this, to be honest with you.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
It's been probably about a year.
Definitely a long time coming. It was time.
Absolutely. All right. So I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening. But you know, you've always got an open invitation back to the show anytime.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Crystal King. Let's see. Next Tuesday, I don't really have anything scheduled yet, but the 23rd, we welcome singer-songwriter and Josie Music Award winner Lee Newton to the show. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.